Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The highest honor the fallen human race has ever experienced was God's revelation of Himself to man. When Adam and Eve sinned, God was not under obligation to speak to men and to reveal a plan by which they could repent of their sins and be forgiven. But God, in His infinite goodness and love, decided to send His Son into the world that we might be saved. The Hebrew writer declared, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son." Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. The main clause of these verses is, God has spoken. How could anyone fail to stand in awe of God's grace in revealing Himself and His plan? Another great honor we fallen men enjoy is the privilege of speaking through prayer to our Heavenly Father. The great men of God, David, Solomon, Daniel, Paul, and others, constantly prayed to God Almighty. Many of Paul's writings are really prayers for churches and for individuals. These men knew how much they depended on God for guidance, for comfort, and for hope. How could anyone who believes in God fail to speak to Him on a regular basis? Paul commanded the Thessalonians, "Pray without ceasing." 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The same apostle instructed a young preacher, "I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. According to the gospel records, Jesus was often in prayer to His Heavenly Father. In addition, He gave His followers instructions regarding prayer. For example, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Matthew 5:5. But should not prayer simply be the outpouring of the heart and not be restricted and regulated by anyone, not even the Lord Himself? Surely God will accept whatever we say if we say it with honesty and conviction. If we entertain such mistaken ideas about prayer, we desperately need to read what the Scriptures teach on that vital topic. To put it very simply and very bluntly, not all worship, including prayer, is acceptable to God. Jesus certainly expected His disciples to pray, as is evident by the expression, "when you pray, not if you pray." He taught His immediate disciples and us not to pray like the hypocrites do. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets. Why do they love to pray in those places and in other public arenas? They want to be seen of men. They want others to see just how pious and righteous they are. As you can readily understand, Jesus was questioning the motives of the hypocrites. They were not seeking to know the will of God or to ask God's blessings on them and on others. They wanted to be seen. Are there worshipers in our day who have the same motivations? I am not the judge of such matters, but it does appear that there are hypocrites among all religious groups in our day. May God help us to read, to study, and to obey His Word. May He bless us as we seek to do His will. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.